A couple things here. The editrix of the Limbaugh letter, Diana Aloco, has sent me some interesting things here that sort of back up Iowa Congressman Steve King in his comments that Al-Qaeda and Islamofascists will be dancing in the streets if Obama wins, and they demanded that he apologize. And so I'm not going to apologize for it, and he went on offense even more. Let's see. So much stuff here, and I had a... let's just a couple of news stories first. From Corruption, the Corruption Chronicles, which is a Judicial Watch blog, March the 8th, 2008. Let's see. Here's a little excerpt from the Corruption Chronicles Judicial Watch blog. Evidence seized during a Colombian military raid on the Marxist terrorist group known as Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, its Spanish acronym is FARC, reveals that the group's top commandos are receiving aid from President Hugo Chavez, and that they see, quote, more help coming next year if Barack Obama becomes president. I'm just telling you what's on these blogs out here. One of the electronic emails says that gringo associates of FARC were scheduling a sit-down with Obama to lobby him, since the associates believe Obama will be the next president. The Illinois senator is quite popular among Latin American communists who view him as a spokesman for millions of Central Americans and Mexicans who migrate to the U.S. Last month, Nicaraguan dictator Daniel Ortega, the head of the Marxist Sandinista Liberation Front, said Obama's presidential bid is a revolutionary phenomenon in the U.S. because he'll bring great change that will offer justice and equality toward all. And then there's this little passage. Ramadan Adassi, leader of the Al-Aqsa Brigade's terror group in the West Bank's Anskar refugee camp, pointed to Obama's rise to stardom as, quote, an important success. He won popularity in spite of the Zionists and the conservatives. So the Al-Aqsa Brigade's terror group happens to dig Obama, too. Now, I'm just reading this stuff to you to point out that what Steve King said is true. There are people around the world who are hoping for Obama to win, and they are Marxists, and they are communists, and they are terrorists. Well, I know that's because he's going to talk to them, but they think that they're going to get something from him after they talk to him. We don't know that he's going to give them anything, but they think so. All Steve King said was, there's going to be dancing in this. This is why he's not apologizing. You know, pure and simple. You know, freedom of speech is freedom of speech. It's a crucial thing. Too many people give it up too willingly. I have not disobeyed the talking points. Thirdly, I'm not subject to McCain's campaign talking points. If you're just joining us, you got to hear this.